Hello and welcome to another Mavs Moneyball podcast. If you are a Mavs fan in your 20s or early 30s, I guess you now understand why it is that the other kids in college made better grades than you. It's because you used to have something to do this time of year, which was watch the Mavericks in the playoffs. So go out there and achieve. You're not chained to your television, and I guess that's the good news. I think one of the big things coming up, obviously, in the Mavs' future is the draft, and basically everybody on this site knows more about the draft than I do, so I'll leave it to them. But, you know, I just wanted to talk about the idea of trading this draft pick. It's appealing. It's appealing because the Mavericks are among the worst drafters in the history of any sport, and have exactly, you know, a player on their team who they drafted and who's done well for them, and it's been a little bit of a while, so they can coast on those laurels, but I would recommend not doing so. Well, look, I don't think it's a good idea to trade the pick, even if it's basically a mortal lock that the Mavericks are going to trade it for 5 second round picks, basically because, you know, the thing is, you can't imagine that the Mavericks are one or two pieces away. And, you know, even if you wanted to say that last year's team was two pieces away, that would be a completely different thing, because everybody's on one-year deal. So, you know, even if last year was two pieces away, then this year it's going to be re-signing all those people who made it two pieces away, then getting those two pieces. It's really hard to make the numbers work, and it's particularly hard if we're talking about veterans. The Mavericks can add two good veterans and two, three, four solid veterans next year. Doesn't look good from a salary perspective, despite the fact that that was the point all along. It'll look great in 2014, but you and I probably don't want to wait that long. I doubt Mark Cuban does, and if they do wait that long, who says the big German's going to want to come back? So, you know, for me, I think it's pretty important that that draft pick turns out and they turn up some other young players who turn out to do well. Now, as you know, that their recent record with getting young players who turned out to do well has been, around the same as basically any recitation of Jerry Gergich's sins on a Parks and Recreation. They haven't done too well at it. You know, Roddy B's out, Dom Jones is gone, Jared Cunningham may never be in the NBA. He certainly is not doing well against D-League competition. So that seems like bad news. But, you know, when bad news is what must inevitably happen for a team to go well, you really just kind of embrace it. You got to lean in. So this 13th pick is important. Getting young players who realize their potential, a la first half O.J. Mayo, and not who submarine their potential, a la second half O.J. Mayo. You know, and getting guys in the right spots. So Darren Collison is the second point guard if we keep him, so that, you know, the pecking order is not so confused that Mike James and Chris Kaman are so often taking shots out of Dirk's hands. That's the future. You know, you might look at locking down guys like Anthony Morrow, Brandon Wright. I know Morrow didn't play much, but obviously Wright came on really strong, and even before he came on really strong, he was still putting in basically every shot he shot, so there must be a way to fit him in there. And that, I guess, is where I'm coming from here. You know, we're going to talk a lot over the next couple months. The Mavs' big free agent targets, they still have big free agent dreams. We're going to talk about guys like Eric Gordon, who's a stretch. We're going to talk about Brandon Jennings, who, God willing, is a stretch, and all that. But I'm telling you, the Mavericks are not going to have a chance unless they find some young, cheap talent to fill in those other spots, because they are not close enough that one or two free agents is going to make a difference at this point, and that's the bad news. But hopefully they know that. Hopefully that's their strategy, and there's nothing wrong with cheering on young talent.